It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
With cooler fall weather approaching and the football season underway, I just have to share one of my favorite fall picnic and tailgating recipes, jambalaya. This iconic Louisiana dish has many variations. Some folks use chicken, others add shrimp, or as I do in the recipe I provided at WKNOFM.org, I often just use pork. The beauty of this crowd-pleasing dish is that it's okay to use whatever ingredients you love. Having been born in Louisiana, I am a purist when it comes to what kind of pork sausage to use. Hands down, it has to be andouille. This smoked Cajun sausage used to be hard to find outside of the state of Louisiana, but now most groceries carry it. If for some reason you can't easily find it in your local grocery, any smoked sausage is an acceptable substitute. There are a few tricks to making a perfect jambalaya every time. First and foremost, the pot you choose makes a difference. Jambalaya is best cooked in a cast iron pot. Whether traditional cast iron or enameled cast iron, the reason cast iron is preferred is because it distributes the heat evenly and holds the heat after cooking. Use long grain white rice. Short grain or brown rices just do not make a tasty jambalaya. Finally, once you put your lid on the simmering rice, do not touch it or stir it for at least 25 minutes. This will help ensure your rice is the perfect consistency. Once the rice is tender and cooked through, serve this tasty dish with a French baguette, just like they do down in Louisiana. Everyone at your table will be asking for seconds. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.